Ask a Stupid Question. Written by Prime Ideal. Read by KLB.
And Rena Jenkins.
And Jalaza Kazan.
Summary. 5 musicals that didn't have to drag on so long. Chapter 1. Chess. But what's the point?
The Russian side. Said Malakov, returning to the stage.
To win the championship that you care so much about, and that deep down is your most important goal?
Oh yeah.
He brightened.
Slipped my mind.
No problem. As per your earlier request, and for reasons of verisimilitude, because, let's face it, we're Soviets with the wherewithal to help you memorize lots of long openings, I brought in a bunch of people who actually know what they're talking about.
Sweet. Okay. Anyone want to go over the King's Indian defense? Chapter 2. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Could it be, suggested Joseph, that I was born for higher things than you?
It's entirely possible,
said Reuben.
But it might also be that your subconscious is trying to make sense of the things you see when you're awake.
Grain and stars,
said Judah.
Yeah, your problem is that you're up at all hours of the night anyway. Try getting a normal sleep schedule and help us out with the sheep once in a while. Benjamin and Simeon can handle the grain.
Thanks, guys, said Joseph. I knew I could count on you. Chapter 3. Wicked. Glinda!
Called a man.
Is it true you were her friend?
What kind of question is that?
She responded.
Even if, for some reason, I was a friend of, let's remind ourselves, the Wicked Witch of the West, what good would it do any of us for me to tell you that? It's not exactly going to make me look any better, is it?
Of course not, your mageliness. Nothing could. You look ravishing as you are.
She smiled flirtatiously.
Why, thank you. Now let's get to work on some societal reform, eh?
Chapter 4. Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
sighed Belle.
Isn't this amazing?
Is it?
Said Gaston.
Oh, yes, it is. See, this is the part where... Wait, do you read books?
Well,
he blushed.
I'm afraid my literacy isn't exactly up to snuff, but I'd really like to learn, particularly with a helpful teacher.
Oh, well, why don't I try?
Would you really?
Of course!
She turned out to really like spending time with him. They'd known each other for a while, but it took her a while to discover who he was at heart. Just like in the books. Chapter 5. Jesus Christ Superstar.
What's the buzz? Said the disciples. Tell me what's a-happenin'.
You really want to know?
Said Jesus.
We'll ride into Jerusalem within a week. In the ensuing week, I will be hailed as a king, rail against sellers in the temple, heal random sick people, fail to fulfill messianic expectations by leading a violent revolution, institute what will later be known as the sacrament of the Eucharist, be betrayed by one of you, be crucified as a criminal, and return to life.
Peter sighed, mouthing,
I hate it when he talks in those cryptic parables.
The end.